Well, I was just minding my own business, doing some chores around the house. I walked by a mirror and then it hit me. I didn't look fat anymore. Everyone, Philippe Hajduk here, your host of Dad Bod to Rad Bod, a 75 Hard Journey. We are almost done phase three. Actually, I didn't even do a podcast episode last week. I was way too busy. if we have some diehard fans here, then I'm sorry. However, what we're going to talk about today is basically, you know, a lot of people, I think, you know, when they think of 75 Hard or they're about to enter some kind of new phase in their life when it comes to fitness or diet, is they ultimately, you may end up thinking, okay, yeah, this is probably going to suck. I'm going to miss my life. But how is it going to feel? How am I going to feel? How long is it going to take for me to feel different, to have a different mindset and start excelling in the program? Or how long will it take for me to look different? And I think that I've experienced this three times now in the last, 12 months of doing 75 Hard, the first one, and then taking a long break after phase one, doing phase two in the summer, so literally like 3 or 4 months later, and then now doing phase three. It's actually pretty interesting that basically at the end of week two, I had an interesting situation where, I mean, it's interesting because it's probably like the best case scenario. It's like a transition all of a sudden, right? So you're working hard, and the first 2 weeks of 75 Hard is quite the grind, in my opinion. There's a lot of days that you do some hard workouts, and then like 3 or 4 days after a few hard workouts, you would just wake up and your body's so sore. You don't want to work out. You know, it's cold outside, whatever it is. Maybe it's too hot. I don't know. It depends when you're listening to this. And you know, your body's just breaking down. And that's how the first 2 weeks really is. It's a survival. It's a grind. And my first 2 weeks during phase three were, you know, some days were harder than others. Some days were a little bit easier. But ultimately, I felt very sore a lot of the time. And I didn't really look any different until roughly the two-week mark. So after about 13, 14 days, the story I was kind of briefly mentioning at the beginning of the episode is that I walked by a mirror with a t-shirt on, something that I'd wear all the time, just, you know, doing stuff around my house, and I didn't look fat anymore. I basically leveled up my physical fitness from a stomach point of view, where I literally didn't have a stomach anymore. Like, it was gone. Yes, when I take off my shirt, there's still a stomach. I'm not just rocking six-pack abs after two weeks of working out. But I will say that this is the first moment during this 30-day physical transformation that I literally looked at myself and I said, I have officially changed. Now, the change is not just physical, guys. It is a mental and a complete 360 change with the person that I've become. I'll get into more about that later, but let's start first. Physically, I already don't look fat. Boom, took me 2 weeks. I've lost about 10 pounds in those first 2 weeks. Yes, it's a lot of water weight, you know, just pounding water. You're not drinking. You know, you're working out all the time. Sometimes you're just going for a walk. Sometimes you're lifting weights. And, you know, I've been running a decent amount, about 3 times a week. I run on average about 8 kilometers. So, you know, I'm doing 25 or so kilometers a week with running, which is not bad. You know, being someone that didn't work out that much before I started the program to now running and then lifting weights 4 times a week. And then, you know, sometimes you get a little bit caught up with the days. So what I mean is like, maybe like Monday I'll lift weights, and then, you know, Tuesday I'll count a workout because I pulled my kids on a sled for like an hour, and I'll be like, all right, great. Like, you know, that counts as a workout. And then all of a sudden it's like Thursday and I haven't done another weightlifting. So I'm like, oh crap. So sometimes I get a little bit behind. But as soon as basically I saw my image in the mirror and I noticed a physical improvement in myself, I also noticed at that moment, and this kind of coincides with me getting COVID at the end of the second week, basically, that after a few days, and when I felt good enough to start running again, I started really working out a lot harder. Like the harder workouts were not so difficult for me to start, right? So if I'm gonna go for a run, running is kind of one of those things where it's like, it's not like weightlifting, because like you can, because I have weights in my basement, I'm not even driving to the gym. The gyms aren't even open right now because of the Omicron virus. Is that I just go to my basement, I can go in my pajamas, I can go in a hoodie, whatever, and I just start lifting weights. And then in between sets, you can sit down, you can walk over a little bit. It's not that vigorous. But if you go for a run or you're biking, it's outside. It's been fairly cold, guys. I would say on average, it's like minus 10 degrees Celsius for the month. And even this morning, I had the cojones to zip it up and go for a run at 6 in the morning. It was minus 13 degrees Celsius with a -7 windshield factor. So it felt like minus 20 outside. And I ran up and down a bridge 8 times for a total of 8 kilometers by the time I got there and back. In essence, what I'm telling you guys is that once I no longer felt bad from COVID and I started running again, I would, and then I saw my image in the mirror. This 2 week grind gave me the mental toughness I needed to one, see that I am making progress, and then two, that I can actually start working out harder and I can actually start enjoying it. So ever since I saw my picture in the mirror and I was like, damn, I started looking not bad, I just was on a roll, just straight up on a roll. So the third week, I ran 3 times, I lifted weights 4 times. I was doing crazy days where I was like super crazy organized, getting my weights in. And I'm gonna tell you about one of the days on Friday that will give you an example of what some of my days have been like, when you incorporate kids. And then I actually have 2 jobs. I don't just work real estate, but I also teach, I supply teach for one of the local boards. And so sometimes when I compound all these factors together, the days start getting a little lucrative, like very, very, very tight. Like there's no time for anything. I gotta get these cold showers in. I gotta get these workouts in. I gotta go to work. I gotta put my kids to sleep. Like just they get nuts. And it starts becoming very enjoyable, to be honest. On another note, to complete a lot of these very challenging days that you got to do these workouts and then you have all these other hats you got to put on, it actually takes a lot of organization as well. So I'm becoming a lot more organized. I'm looking forward to these workouts. I'm on a roll now physically. I'm eating well all the time. I have been in front of in 2 different situations over the last 3 days where my friends were drinking and I didn't even care about having a drink. I could just be myself, have a good time, say the same amount of jokes. And then, of course, that evening I could still work out. Of course, the next morning I was ready to go, wake up at 5:30. Oh, that's another thing. As of week 3, I have woken up Monday to Friday at 5:30 a.m. exactly every day. So I'm like laser focused now. And I think that's what you guys can become, what you guys can expect if you're doing it correctly. Once you hit week 3, you can start transforming into a whole nother version of yourself, just a whole nother level. You level up completely. So, even Saturday, I didn't even set my alarm. I'm like, okay, like my daughter's gonna wake up at 7. I have to wake up with her on Saturday. Sunday is my day where I sleep in, my wife wakes up with the kids. And I could sleep till like 9, 9:30, something like that. Something that seems pretty crazy if you wake up at 5:30 every day. But yeah, Saturday I just naturally woke up at 6:15. Just naturally, like my eyes opened and I'm like, okay, I can't go back to sleep. That's it. So I got up and then I went downstairs and at 6:30 I started doing yoga just on some YouTube channel as a workout because I was gonna run later that day. And it was great. I managed to complete the whole yoga, and then literally as soon as it ended, like my 45-minute mark, the kids started waking up. So then I just got up and and did some stuff. I only do yoga and light workouts, like walks, every few days. But they're absolutely necessary because you don't want to burn yourself out. Like, you still have to have energy for all kinds of stuff. On the flip side, the program is giving me, or my schedule, my work, my overall fitness level, and my ability with to handle everything has really shot through the roof. So my energy level is higher than ever before. Maybe it would be probably similar to my first time doing 75 hard, but at this point I feel, I have some experience, and the way I feel is I feel like I have enough energy to do a lot of high level things up until 9 o'clock. Then at that point, I'm like really looking to going and laying down in my bed. And my wife is sometimes complaining that I'm going to sleep way too early, but she's still on mat leave for another few weeks. And when she goes back to work, she'll be going to sleep at 10 o'clock as well, waking up only a little bit after me. And so I keep reminding her that, you know what, this is actually going to be normal for both of us. So don't worry, you'll be fine. Make it through a couple more weeks. Long story short, so I'm on a roll. I feel great. Everything is good. I'm on top of things. My organization is higher. So now I'm going to give you guys an example of what one of my days was like. Now, not every day was like this, obviously, but because this is my show and this is my program, I get to gloat a little bit. So hopefully you don't mind. However, I would bet some hard money that a lot of you guys that are completing 75 hard, any of the phases, or you've decided to go on a diet or some kind of training program, your days are going to be kind of nuts because you've just added so much more to your day, right? Whether you got to cook your meals because you got to follow a diet, you have to work out, or a combination of all these things where you just have to get these things done. And then on top of it, you still have your regular schedule, right? And then kudos to you guys that have kids as well, because you got to spend time with them. You got to, prep their lunches. You got to, make sure they survive. So that does take a few hours of your day. But let's talk about Friday. So Friday, I wake up at 5:30 in the morning. I immediately go to my basement. I start lifting weights. This is my fourth and final weightlifting. So between Monday to Friday, I completed four of them. Just one day between, I didn't lift weights. So I was really on top of it week three. my daughter wakes up at 6:30, so I'm already done my or you know I just right after I finish my weights, she wakes up 6:30, 6:45, something like that. And then I have a Zoom business meeting at 7. So I jump on that. I make my lunch. My daughter's playing around me with some toys. So I hang out with her, make my breakfast, oatmeal. Her and I eat oatmeal together. I'm still on the business meeting, so I just talk whenever I need to. And then at 8 o'clock, my wife's up, and I leave out the door to go teach, supply teach for the day. I still finish my business meeting while I'm in the car, just with my, put it on my phone. And I get to school. I'm doing a kindergarten class that day. I'm supplying for a teacher. Okay, no big deal. All good. It was my third day in a row doing it. During the first break, we get 40 minutes break twice a day. So the kids do and we do. I had two calls with clients that took up my time. So I'm just literally eating like my lunch and talking to clients, whatever I can. On my second break, I have two other meetings with clients on the phone for my real estate job. After school, I go to the staff room, and the day with the kids was great. Like, I was just on top of them. Like, I knew exactly what to say, what to do. Everything was smooth. Right after school, I immediately go to the, I hand all the staff, the office, all their, stuff back, the keys to the school, whatever. But I immediately go to the staff room and I jump on my laptop. I make an offer for a client on a house. I submit it for them to sign it. And then I immediately go to the washroom of the school and I change into my running stuff. I drive home. I get home at 7:15. At 5:30, I have a haircut to go to. As soon as I park at 4:15, I have all my running stuff on. I have a water bottle in my vest, and I immediately run from my house 7.5 kilometers to the mechanic to pick up my car. So I'm back home at like 7, at like 5:20, already completed both my workouts. Now the haircut ends up getting canceled, but I was literally able to make it had I've had gone to cut my hair. I was gonna take my son with me, and then we just rescheduled because we're getting a little tired and whatever. And then after I had showered, I played with the kids and I single-handedly put them to sleep because my wife had, I had to go to work a lot. So this week, or that week, so my wife had to handle the kids, give her a little break. So I put both kids to sleep at 8 o'clock, and then at like 8:30, I was, hanging out on the couch. Now the trick, as I told you guys, is that I have sometimes been saving my cold shower for the end of the day. I actually, yes, like when I'm laying on the couch, I'm like, damn it, I have to do a cold shower and I have to go to sleep. Yeah, there's something sometimes, it's just like running, like it's cold outside, and those thoughts creep in your head, that bitch voice creeps in your head and be like, oh, it's so cold, I shouldn't go, or it's like, ah, the water's so cold, But I find I fall asleep quickly. So Friday, 10 o'clock, do my cold shower, I'm in bed at like probably pass out by 10:30, right? And then wake up at 6:15, like I said. The other thing is on Saturday, right? This is something completely different. This is not like the day was jammed and I had to fit so many things in. But Saturday, I did a few things for the business, but I hung out with the family. We had a family day all day. I did that yoga in the morning. And once my kids were asleep, right? I asked my wife, hey, can you put Oliver to sleep and then I'll go for a run? So, basically just read him like 15 minutes of stories and then he can go to bed, my oldest 4-year-old. And I had all my running stuff on at 8 p.m. on a Saturday. And every week I increase my long run by 1 kilometer because I have a few races to do in the summertime that are going to stretch from 13 kilometers to 24 kilometers through the forest, so the trail runs. So I really have to increase my durability. And so I had to do 11 kilometers on Saturday, and I just didn't force it. I could have done it in the afternoon, but I was the only one home, so I can't just like leave with my kids and whatever, whatever. So I just relaxed on it the whole day. And once the first available opportunity was actually 8 p.m. on my Saturday to run 11 kilometers, it wasn't really that cold outside. It was only -4 degrees Celsius. And with the wind, it got up to -10 or 12 or something like that, which a little bit, the wind a little bit sucked at the end. But overall, it wasn't cold. Like it was actually very comfortable to be outside. Considering that this morning was -20, -4 with a little bit of windshield is really nothing compared to that. And yeah, I did it. I actually did my favorite trick. If you guys, it's not like something I used to do before 75 hard, but if I have to do an evening exercise like a run, and that's just how the way the day breaks down, and I can hang out that evening, like I don't have to go to sleep immediately, so my Saturdays I can hang out, I can do whatever I want. It's my one day just to, if I want to stay up till midnight, I can, blah blah blah, something like that. I actually take 2 THC pills, okay, because it's legal here in Canada, and then I go for my run. So it's actually pretty fun because the run itself, I'm completely, basically almost 100 to 90% of the run, I am completely myself. Maybe at the end it'll hit me, but long story short is basically when I'm done my run, I'm basically stoned, and then I relax for the rest of the day. So for sure at like 9:30, once I showered on Saturday, did my cold shower after my run. I managed to complete the 11 kilometers. I was proud of myself, but boy, did my legs hurt. And once I laid down on the couch at 9:30, and I was high as a kite, I was like, "I'm not moving, not even once." But I was damn proud of myself. A couple other things I noticed now is that my endurance and my ability to become faster is definitely a little bit higher. So I had a workout on Thursday where I was the only one home and I had to do my last workout in the evening, where I just went to my driveway with my skipping rope. Now get this, guys, it was -28 degrees Celsius, it's freezing, and I went on my driveway and I skipped, and then every 10 minutes or so, eight to 10 minutes, I would sprint for 1 minute. So basically to the end of the street where my stop sign is. And then I jogged back. You know, I had the monitor out and everything for the kids just in case they woke up. But I was never able to sprint for a full minute. And I was able to sprint for a full minute every time. I think I did like five or six sprints in that 45 minutes. And before I was only doing like 45 seconds and I'd stop and, you know, I was heavy panting. But here I was able to go to a minute, even a minute five. So already my durability, my endurance has already gotten a lot better. And you could really feel it. Like I didn't feel that tired or anything like that. Even yesterday, I helped a friend move a bunch of stuff as one of my acts of kindness. And this guy was sweating, and I was just like, "Anything else? We gotta move? Anything else?" So there's my update, guys. When you do 75 hard, remember the first 2 weeks are gonna be hard. It's a grind. You're not gonna be used to it. Just stay on top of your task. Keep plugging away. Keep doing what you got to do. And then I believe that around the third week, you'll start noticing a huge difference. Now, of course, you probably will lose around 10 pounds because of all the water weight. And then, you know, all the working out compounding with that. You probably will stop caring about alcohol, which is fantastic. You can probably be around friends. Now, if you don't think you can handle it, then don't put yourself in positions where you might fail. But I believe that you will psychologically, physically, and physiologically, I don't know if I said that twice, notice huge differences with your willpower, your ability to just get going and just start the workouts, maybe even your ability to wake up earlier, because if you have a busy schedule like me, that's the only way you can make it through 75 hard. You got to do one workout before your family wakes up, or it's just too hard. And you're gonna become a whole nother version of yourself. It's like a double level up. So if you want to double level up, do 75 hard and you will double level up. Now the tricky part is once phase three is done, I will have to make a decision whether I am continuing the training. I mean, I really want to. So I think it's not really a decision. I think I just gotta put my foot down and continue the training. So this year, it's not like all of a sudden, you know, 4 months later, I'm in good shape now, and 4 months later, I get fat again. No, let's just continue training. I'm thinking about starting 75 hard just from day one again, the whole 75 days, get all the way to around my birthday. And then if I could push it to like June, maybe I can go like 5 months without drinking or even 6 months. And I think that'll be really impressive. That'll be amazing for my overall temperament and my training. And I think I probably would be in the best physical shape of my life. So all that sounds wonderful, especially when you get really excited doing these things now. Like when I go and run out in minus 20 and I complete my run out and back, I feel fantastic. It's not like, oh, I can't wait to have drinks with my friends. Those, my priorities have changed to what makes me happy. And these are very good priorities to have, right? You want to be, you want to try to get stronger and run faster, and you want to also enjoy the process of doing all this stuff. You know, if you run a few times, you should be proud of yourself. If you lift weights, you should be proud of yourself. So don't just be like, oh, when am I going to get to the end goal? Enjoy the progress you're making, enjoy the time, and celebrate it. Okay, guys, have a wonderful week.